Hey mama, there is wind and rain outside as I'm recording this, but are you overwhelmed, rushing around all day, filling up everybody else's cup, slowly making yours run dry? Are you desperately clinging on to 5 minutes of self-care for so long that you are barely hanging on by a thread? I know you want to love your family well. I know you want to do your best every single day. And I know how it feels to just say, I need 5 minutes, but in our hearts, we know we need more. I too struggled for a long time with finding my own identity and what I needed in this season of life. But today I want to talk about what the morning block is and how you can use it to regain that self-care proponent that you are missing. And this is valuable, it's important, and it will be an avenue for you to learn to love on yourself again and to have the time and the space to start building upon your own identity and fill your own cup up so you can keep pouring with the joy I know you want to. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamia Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to House to Homemaking. Today I want to talk about your morning block as self-care, as work from home mum. So this week we are going to be working on your morning block specifically. And in the next episode, I want to talk about your personal morning routine. But I spoke to a few mums recently, and self-care tends to be the first thing to go, which I'm sure we all know by now. When we do try to look after everything that we have on our plate, whether that is working on our business, taking care of our home, loving our children well, and spending time and quality time with our family and loved ones. And we always tend to have so much to fit in. And our self-care is often the first thing to go. A few of the mums I've spoken to recently are very new first-time mums, and that tends to be the biggest question. How do you fit it all in? What do you do? What's it going to look like in the season of life? But even if you have slightly older children, then it can be a ever-changing routine as your children and your time and your schedule evolves. Hey mama, do you have a burning question about time management, productivity, or homemaking? I want to hear from you. Click the link in the show notes below to leave a voice message on SpeakPipe, and your question could be featured on an upcoming episode of the podcast. Don't miss this chance to get personalized advice tailored to your busy lifestyle. Click the link now and let's tackle those challenges together. Now, I want to talk about your morning block as self-care. I mentioned that self-care is the first thing to go, and this is where the importance of your morning block in solitude before your children wakes up is key. And I want you to start with perhaps only 15 minutes before your kids wake up if this isn't a habit of yours. And I want you to do one thing that you enjoy. Perhaps it's stretching, making a drink, read your Bible, and just enjoy the silence. Gradually, what you'll end up doing is building up and thinking of what self-care means to you. So if you have a few ideas already, I want you to write them down. What do you love? What do you enjoy? and how much time would you need? Now, this is so important, and we're going to be discussing this over the next few points that I've still got to make. Have a little think, grab your notepad and your pen. What do you love to do? What do you feel that you need? And oftentimes, in many seasons of life, it's just a little bit of solitude. Even if it's for 5 minutes, but you do deserve more than 5 minutes. And it's a perfect way to start your day this way. One of the main reasons for that is your energy, and your peace and your joy directly affects not only your whole day, which turns into your week, which turns into your month, and soon all those days turns into another year in your life. Yes, your energy affects your peace, your joy over time, but it also affects your family. This is because when we are not energized in our soul, our bodies follow suit. And I'm sure you've heard that if our cup is empty, we can't pour from it. And that rings true every single time. So your morning routine is your self-care. It is your chance to fill up your cup before you even try to pour from it. So many times we wake up in the day thinking that we have so much to do, or of all the things that we have to do, and we're already not operating from a filled cup, and it's already draining us. So what I want you to do here is start identifying what gives you a boost, or rather what doesn't drain you. And I'm going to be entirely honest, before I had my morning block in place, sometimes I would end up sleeping in. This is why those extra 15 minutes, if that's all you have, makes such a difference. I would end up sleeping in until my toddler wakes up. Now, my toddler wakes up between 6 and 6:30. So to some, that might not be a lie-in, but it is more than enough to how I cannot start my day or operating from that point. This would never have been an issue with my eldest, but my toddler, he's 3 years old, and he has a lot of energy from the moment he shuts them at night. And I am so blessed that when it's bedtime, due to our bedtime routine and how we worked on that over the years, he will be asleep within 10-15 minutes, completely zonked out. But he is go, go, go. And to be honest, I am not first thing in the morning. I do need my coffee. And that is just because I need to still my mind. And this is a way I take care of myself before I take care of everybody else. I need to have a little check-in and see how I'm doing and making sure that I'm in a good place for everything that I need to do in the day. And if I were to sleep in until my toddler wakes up, such a small thing like my coffee, I won't even be able to make that for another 20, 40 minutes, sometimes an hour. And by that point, I'm feeling very stressed and frazzled, and it's not a good place to be. It's not where I want to operate from. I want to love on my child from the moment he wakes up, and I know that you do too. So this is where I want to kind of invite you to see how valuable this concept of your morning block as self-care can make all the difference. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what you can put in the morning block in our next episode, but this is just for you to understand what it's really for. It's not for your housework, it's not to jump out of bed and be as productive as possible. Now, in regards to my toddler, he's 3 years old. Of course, he's at a stage now where it's really key for him to learn that everybody around him may need a little bit of space to come around before they keep giving him the amount of things that he feels he needs, which he doesn't immediately upon waking. And at this age, of course, it's something that we've been trying to work on. However, if I wake up with him, to be entirely honest with you, I do find that I am not well equipped to handle these type of teaching of being patient, of being effective to make changes into his habits and his routine. That requires a little bit more from me than I have first thing, but I can do that for him the moment he wakes up if I have already had that. So whatever you're kind of wanting to do with your family or the energy that you want to meet them with, if that's not happening, then you need to take that self-care very seriously before you go into your day block that involves your children and the rest of your family and things that you have to do for this specific day. Now, speaking of productivity, my next point that I want to make is that your productivity is directly correlated to your mind. Because when we have too much to think of, we do try to do it all. And waking up thinking of all the things that we have to possibly be doing later on in the day, or feel this nagging feeling that we're already behind, we often strive to be efficient. But when we strive to be efficient, even though it might sound good, we more often cease to be effective. Productivity, from a cultural standpoint, is based on operating from a state of efficiency. The key here is when we strive to be efficient, when we strive to do as many things as possible, we often fail to be effective. To be effective, it's about doing the most effective things, the things that really brings everything forward in your life. Oftentimes, 20% of what we do, of what we work hard on, gives 80% of the results. This is being effective, knowing what we actually spend that 20% on that gives 80% of the results, and learning to do more of that. To start being effective rather than efficient is about streamlining and reducing the things that we have to do and bringing back our mental clarity and our productivity, which is directly correlated to our mind, back to what is necessary. And in your morning block, you are necessary. Your mind is necessary. Your self-care is so important. To be effective there, you need to go back to think about the first two points. That even if you have 15 minutes because you're not a morning person, or you might extend that to 30 to an hour before the children wakes up, you need to do that one thing that you enjoy this week, whether that is a stretch, a drink, a bit of reading, the one thing for you that you enjoy. And then that one thing will turn into a routine as you start to really get a feel for what focusing on one thing that you enjoy rather than all the tasks that you have to do. For the rest of your blocks, you will have tasks of more things in regards to your work, your household management, your quality time with your family, but this is for you. And when it comes to your morning block, the less things that you have to do, the better, okay? If you want to allocate your 15 minutes to one thing, that is fine. Or making a drink and a bit of reading. It is about just taking everything else out and where that's going to get you. Over time, your morning block before your children wake up might be an hour of making your drink and having a quick workout and doing all these other things that you personally feel would be self-care. Or it might be an hour of just doing something that you enjoy, finding your identity again as a new mum. This is a space where you can have uninterrupted to work on who you are now. So I want you to pick one thing that you can do for just 15 minutes don't try to do it all. Just pick one thing. You can change it next week if you want to. And try to do that every morning this week. As you sit there in the morning, why don't you try and think about the things that you love and how much time you would need for them realistically, okay? The next thing that I did want you to do was start to identify what gives you a boost and what doesn't drain you. So like I said, it's hard to admit, but I honestly do feel drained if I wake up with my children because of our differences in energy levels and the things that we are raring to go or not raring to do first thing. So I know that I cannot wake up with that. If you wake up and you are thinking about all these millions of things that you have to do in the day and you already feel exhausted and overwhelmed and drained, do not think about that. Leave that for a different place in your week, okay? Eliminate what drains you and in place of what you enjoy. And you will have so much more energy then to tackle those things later, okay? This is an investment in yourself. Self-care is an investment in yourself, in your family, and it doesn't have to take up other precious time. It just has to be intentional, and starting each day with this intentionality is going to change the course of every day, every week, every month, and for the rest of this year moving forward. Okay, lastly, remember productivity is directly correlated to your mind. So please try to be effective in your choices, not efficient. You're going to be surprised to see how many things you can let go that really are not effective while trying to be efficient. So if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you can take a moment today to support me by just heading into the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to this and leave a 5-star review, and just a written review take 30 seconds of your time, and I will appreciate it so much. It will help me more than you ever know. It's your way to give back, and I can keep producing free content for you as I settle into the groove of this podcast. Make sure you follow along House to Homemaking, and I'll see you in the next episode.